From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tensions could be escalating in the East China Sea between the United States and China. Two U.S. military aircraft have flown over an area China claims as its new airspace defense zone without first notifying the Chinese. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The two B-52 warplanes flew a routine training mission over a disputed island chain claimed by both Japan and China. Colonel Steve Warren, a Pentagon spokesman, said the mission was planned before China declared the new zone. He said the American pilots followed what he called normal procedures. They did not file flight plans, radio ahead, or register their frequencies. Warren said there was no Chinese response. The Chinese government announced a new defense zone last weekend and said it has the right to identify, monitor, and possibly take military action against aircraft entering the area. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel called the move a destabilizing attempt to alter the status quo in the region. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Supreme Court is agreeing to weigh in the contentious debate over a sensitive aspect of President Obama's new health care law, namely whether businesses can cite religious objections as an excuse for not adhering to a requirement that health plans cover birth control for employees. Justice is announcing today that we'll take up the issue that's divided lower courts, resulting in 40 lawsuits. One involves the group company Hobby Lobby, an Oklahoma-based arts and crafts chain with 13,000 employees. The other is Conestoga Wood Specialties, a Pennsylvania cabinet maker that employs 950 people. The sentencing of a Somali-American man convicted of trying to bomb a holiday tree lighting in 2010 is on hold. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the Justice Department recently notified the man he'd been picked up on secret surveillance.
The judge says remarks Suleiman Abu Ghaif made to FBI agents during a long flight to New York are fair game. Authorities in Jordan intercepted Abu Ghaif, an al-Qaeda spokesman, during a stopover early this year. They extradited him to the U.S. to face conspiracy and other charges. The decision by U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan paves the way for a trial next year for Abu Ghaif, who's married to one of Osama bin Laden's daughters. He appeared in al-Qaeda propaganda after 9/11. Kerry Johnson, NPR News. Washington.
U.S. home builders last month were planning to build new single-family homes and apartments at the fastest pace in 5 years. Commerce Department says permits for construction rose by 6.2% from the previous month to an annual rate of just over 1 million units. Nearly all the increase was for multifamily homes where permits shot up by double-digit amounts. Government did not say how many of those projects actually were started, though, since that information was delayed by last month's partial government shutdown. Stocks continued their upward momentum today, propelled higher by better earnings from luxury retailer Tiffany's and a rise in home building stocks. The Dow gained a fraction of a point to close at 16,072. The Nasdaq closed above 4,000 for the first time since 2000, rising 23 points. You're listening to NPR. CBS 60 Minutes correspondent Laura Logan and her producer are being ordered by the network to take a leave of absence. That's on the heels of an investigation into an October story on the attack on a U.S. diplomatic facility in Benghazi, Libya. The internal review of the coverage is critical of the network's handling of the October story on the raid. The show during its coverage of the story relied on an interview with a security contractor who claimed he was at the U.S. mission the night Libya was attacked, but whose story later came into question. CBS Chairman Jeff Fager, also the executive producer of 60 Minutes, ordered Logan to take the leave of absence. Labor activists say they've won a close vote to establish a $15-an-hour minimum wage in and around Seattle's International Airport. NPR's Martin Costi has more.
The minimum wage was on the ballot in the small suburb of SeaTac, home to the airport of the same name. Election day was 3 weeks ago, but the ballot count has been close. At one point, the two sides were just 19 votes apart. Now the gap has widened to a little more than 1%. And at a press conference in the airport, labor leader David Roth declared victory.
The voters have spoken. They said that the people who put fuel in these jets ought to be able to someday afford to buy a ticket on one of them.
But opponents say they'll pay for a recount, and they've sued to block the $15 wage, which they say violates state and federal laws. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Motorola says it'll begin selling its new lower-cost smartphone in the U.S. roughly a month earlier than planned. The company announcing today because it was able to produce its Moto G phones faster than expected. They'll go on sale Tuesday. New cheaper phones will sell for $179 without a contract. That compares with the more than $600 or more people typically pay for high-end phones without a traditional two-year agreement. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.